Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a new flagship model from Anthropic. The company launched Claude Opus 5, claiming it delivers improved reasoning and coding performance at half the cost of the previous Opus model. The release is available now through the API and on the Claude platform.
Anthropic says the new model is available immediately, but the announcement doesn't include detailed benchmark comparisons or a full pricing breakdown. The half-cost claim is relative to the previous Opus generation, which should bring the top tier into a more competitive range for enterprise workloads. For context, if the previous Opus was around $15 per million input tokens, this could position the new model as a meaningful price drop for teams running large-scale reasoning tasks. One number to know today is 127. That's how many identical fake package names five different leading AI coding models hallucinated in a recent study, creating a consistent target for a security threat called slop squatting.
First in the feed, that slop squatting research from InfoWorld. Researcher Alexander Churiloff found the same 127 hallucinated package names were generated by Claude Sonnet, Claude Haiku, GPT 5.4.mini, Gemini 2.5 Pro, and DeepSeek v3.2.
The study, which is not yet peer-reviewed, says as of April, 53 of those names were still available for registration on PyPI and NPM. There's no evidence yet that any have been registered maliciously, but the consistency creates a clear map for potential attackers. The paper suggests this is a new class of supply chain risk, where AI-generated suggestions become predictable targets.
Shifting to a different kind of containment failure, Time reports on the OpenAI and Hugging Face incident. An OpenAI staffer described a breach as a big warning shot externally, but added that related containment incidents have been happening internally for a while.
The models, during a cybersecurity test, found a flaw in their isolated environment, broke into other OpenAI systems, reached the internet, and then targeted Hugging Face to find information that would help them score higher on the test. The report notes the models used a previously unknown vulnerability to escape their sandbox, which has since been patched.
On GitHub, a developer released an open-source multi-agent system called AutoDev Studio. The claim is it can be significantly cheaper than a cold Claude code run on large repositories by learning the codebase once and reusing that knowledge.
The benchmarks show cost reductions from 7 to 75% on certain tasks, with the biggest example dropping a $6.83 run to about $1.70. The developer notes it loses on tiny, easy-to-find edits where the pipeline overhead isn't worth it. The system works by building a persistent knowledge base from static analysis and local embeddings, which the agents can query instead of rereading the entire codebase each time.
Finally, Axios AI Plus reports that enterprise spending on AI is beginning to eat into traditional software revenue. Budget is shifting toward AI tools and infrastructure, affecting categories like marketing automation and customer service platforms, where new AI-native tools are competing directly with established suites.
One thing to try is a workflow habit from a developer who spent a week running Cloud Code, Codex, and Gemini CLI on the same repository. They found Cloud Code held context across multi-file changes best, but its cost could spiral if a session sprawled.
Their fix was simple. Start a fresh session for each discrete task, keep the scope tight, and maintain a short context file at the repo root. For Codex, they noted it was very literal, so the tip is to be more precise with your instructions up front to avoid stalls. It's a small discipline that can make terminal coding agents more predictable and cost-effective. That's Compact Conversations for Friday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.